A 7-year-old boy once revealed to his teacher that he'd never received a gift in his entire life. Not for a birthday, not for Christmas, nothing. His classmates, without prompting, unanimously decided to abandon their traditional gift exchange and instead shower this one child with presents. But before the holidays arrived, the boy's family moved away. His father had lost his job. Most teachers would have shrugged and moved on. Not this one. She tracked down his new address on Christmas Eve and drove to a rundown trailer park. When she knocked on the door with armloads of carefully wrapped gifts, that little boy's face lit up like twinkle lights. This collection of 101 stories from real American educators captures these transformative moments, the instances when teaching transcends lesson plans and becomes something sacred. Since its publication, this book has become more than inspiration for struggling teachers. It's sparked nationwide movements to honor educators and reminded us why teaching remains one of humanity's noblest callings. Anthony Mullen, the 2009 National Teacher of the Year, carried a defining memory from his days as an NYC police sergeant, saving a suicidal teenage girl from a fire escape. That moment shaped his approach to special education. All students risk falling unless someone's there to catch them. Spanish teacher George Watson witnessed this with Vincent Lee, a disengaged student from a fractured home. Through genuine connection, Vinny transformed from apathetic to exceptional, winning recognition in the national Spanish exam and attending Tufts for pre-med. Years later, he proudly reported dreaming in Spanish, Watson's ultimate measure of fluency. Valedictorian Julian Ewan referenced his teacher Miss Davis's bumblebee metaphor in his speech. Like bumblebees that shouldn't scientifically fly but do anyway, students from disadvantaged backgrounds can overcome stereotypes. This belief helped Julian reach MIT. Teachers who see potential where others see problems create alchemy, transforming doubt into possibility. Every master teacher began as a terrified novice. One educator with advanced degrees felt woefully unprepared on her first day. Her most mortifying moment? Showing a Paris video that unexpectedly included 3 seconds of a topless Moulin Rouge dancer. She learned to always preview materials completely. Emotional challenges often prove harder than academic ones. A first-year teacher's greatest test came through Mia, a repeating third grader with severe behavioral issues. Through persistent after-school tutoring and wisdom from cafeteria worker Miss Bia, she gradually reached Mia. Years later, Mia was on track for nursing school, proof that those brutal first years matter. Classroom management proves particularly treacherous. An English major agreed to teach theater out of desperation. Her lack of discipline skills led to chaos. Students regularly tricked her by setting the clock ahead. After 2 rounds of scholastic probation, she found her footing. 14 years later, David, her former troublemaking clock resetter, appeared at orientation as a first-year teacher himself. The most profound lesson? Vulnerability. When she poorly handled confronting a mother, the unease lingered all day. She apologized at pickup. This vulnerability transformed their relationship, teaching her that education isn't just about lesson plans, but connecting as human beings. During a 6th grade lesson on words' power to build or destroy, a teacher angrily confronted student Laura for slamming a door. Laura calmly replied, "You're using your tool against me." The teacher knelt beside her and sincerely apologized for the hypocrisy. Teachers often discover their greatest lessons come from students. One educator learned commitment from students catching the 6:30 a.m. bus when no family member would drive them, perseverance from special needs students attending every tutoring session, and strength from those who'd lost parents yet maintained focus on schoolwork. Students also teach through innovative problem solving. When physically strong Jack faced a pulley assignment requiring artistic drawing, he invited his physics teacher to his farm, where he'd built a full-scale system lifting 400 pounds of hay with one arm. He proved students overcome challenges when given freedom to solve problems their own way. Even during national tragedies, students demonstrate resilience. On September 11, 2001, when a teacher announced the president's moment of silence, 200 adolescents instantly complied. Throughout her career, students had given her strength during difficult times, demonstrating what adults need most: the ability to heal with empathetic hearts and hope. Alex Cajetani struggled to engage middle schoolers who forgot yesterday's math but memorized every rap lyric. He created the Itty Bitty Dot, a rap about decimals. Students sang it in the cafeteria, behavior improved, and he became the rappin' mathematician. A first-year teacher brought the American Revolution alive by becoming classroom queen in purple dress and tiara, giving students 5 pennies daily before imposing arbitrary taxes. When they protested, "That's not fair," she channeled King George, "I don't care." Students organized a revolt with protest signs and wrote their own declarations of independence. After learning how a neighbor died from an ice skating head injury, sixth graders researched the issue, testified before the school board, secured grant funding, and implemented a helmet policy that later saved a student who crashed into a car. One math teacher created a classroom economy where students earned dollars and paid chair rent. When Myra bought her chair instead of renting, classmates sat on floors for weeks to save money. Myra then bought Jose's chair to charge him higher rent, demonstrating investment and passive income principles. 1. A talented Hispanic student from a poor single-parent home told his chemistry teacher he wasn't smart enough for college. She spent 15 minutes explaining he was one of her best students and could apply for scholarships. That conversation transformed his trajectory. He earned a perfect score on his AP chemistry exam, received a scholarship, and became a chemical engineer. Sometimes these connections transcend academics entirely. When Jessie rushed into class explaining she'd been checking on a friend who threatened suicide, her teacher persisted for 15 minutes until Jessie agreed to speak with the school counselor. Days later, emergency intervention saved her friend's life. "Thank you for making me tell," Jessie said. "You saved her life." The power of belief emerges repeatedly. One teacher's former student, black hair, goth appearance, substance abuse, mentioned wanting to become a physicist. Everyone laughed except her teacher, who said she could be one if she wanted. Though she didn't become a physicist, she earned degrees in biology and chemistry, became a science director at a college, and eventually earned a Juris Doctorate, working as an attorney for her tribe writing environmental code. Sometimes the most meaningful connections happen with the most challenging students. When Willard arrived in first grade, unable to recognize his own name, his entire family was illiterate, his teacher helped him learn to read at grade level. The day he handed her a crumpled piece of paper with 5 words, "Mrs. Hutchins, you done good," she understood the true definition of success: doing the best you can with your abilities every chance you get. Certain educators fundamentally alter students' life trajectories through compassion and belief. One teacher's journey began in fourth grade during profound trauma: 8 moves by age 9, her father's death, and her mother's second divorce. Mrs. Dutton recognized her fragile state and nurtured her with daily encouragement, inspiring her to become Maine's Teacher of the Year. For others, persistence overcomes academic struggles. Despite hating math, one student's most influential educator was Mr. A, who greeted students with, "Welcome, smile, it's a great day to be alive." When she failed a test, he became determined to help her see her potential. By senior year, she earned A's in math and nearly aced her SATs, learning to face challenges with optimism. Sometimes impact comes through challenging negative perceptions. As a high school senior with a 2.3 GPA, Leanne told her English teacher she wanted to teach. Instead of encouragement, she received crushing doubt: "I'm just not sure you are college material." Leanne persevered, graduating with a double major from a top education program, now teaching with a mission to raise students' self-esteem. Simple affirmations can transform self-image. As a nervous fifth grader starting mid-year, Amanda dreaded Mrs. Blackstone's classroom. One afternoon, Mrs. Blackstone kept her after class. "I see something special in you: confidence, compassion, common sense. Remember that, and you'll go far." These words transformed Amanda's self-image and teaching philosophy. In a world obsessed with standardized testing, we've forgotten teaching's true power, seeing potential where others see problems, believing in someone before they believe in themselves, and planting seeds that bloom decades later.